I think what was very helpful to me, as you know, in Quaker process, in Friends process, if you are going to make some sort of major decision, you often convene a clearness committee. And I had a clearness committee that walked through this whole tax witness with me. And when I would get frightened, they were there for me as a support community. And I had a wonderful Quaker lawyer who was the sort of person who communicated with the IRS so I didn't have to face them directly all the time, because they can be formidable. She was a buffer for me through this whole process, and she was a wonderful woman. She did it pro bono because, of course, I was under levy. I didn't have any resources. I think when I testified before the House Ways and Means Subcommittee on Taxation, when I was asked to testify and tell my story, I realized that I was no longer afraid. I didn't enjoy getting letters from the IRS, and I would open them with some fear and trembling, but I was deeply committed to taking this walk. And I had a strong support community of folks who walked with me and prayed with me and actually vigiled with me in front of Bob's tow lot on Income Tax Day, when we went to see if we could retrieve my automobile. It was just a wonderful group of people who have stayed friends and have continued to walk with me and who have made their own witnesses. I don't think you can do this alone. I think you really do have to have a community.